everybody, and welcome to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm stuck at home. I'm Brownie.
Oh, man, guys. We're in, like, quarantine. Yep. Well, not, I guess not in quarantine. We just chose to social distance.
Yeah, shelter in place, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, Kara and I mean, we obviously, spoiler alert, we live together.
Scandal.
So, oh, my gosh.
But, you know, the thing is, so we see each other in close proximity, but it's just better to play safe than sorry, Chris, because it's like, I still have to go to work. I'm apparently essential. So I figured, you know, keep Chris safe. Chris is working from home too, right, Chris?
Yep, yeah, I've been working from home for the last 2 weeks.
And so with all this awesome off time, or like, you know, like, not extra time being home, but when you're not working, you've been building a studio in Minecraft!
Yep. Woo! Yeah, Jeremy's cool got a Realms account, and we've just been messing around on it for almost about the last year. We started it about the time we started the podcast.
Yeah, no, we did. I was thinking at the end, maybe, you know, we can give some people, or we'll give everyone a tour of it, but we'll stay in the studio for now, make them wait a little bit, Oh, Kara, you look so dapper in your sweet sweatshirt there, and what's a female version of dapper?
I don't know.
Fancy.
Sure.
She's just looking at me, just mean mugging me with her, like, Minecraft character.
What now?
Oh my god.
I mean, I don't know.
So that's it. So we love Star Wars, we love Legos, we love Minecraft. So, you know, there's a, you know, that's a thing. People see us living that Minecraft life.
When you first introduced me to Minecraft, I was like, this is like Legos on the computer.
That's what it is.
It really is.
Xbox, mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Yep, and that was when you had limited world size, you know?
Yeah, man, I look back now at, like, how small of a world that actually was.
Mm-hmm. Man. You could plausibly mine all of the... like, what would you do with iron? Like, you know, you wouldn't be able to get iron.
Yeah, no, I actually had, like we told the story on the podcast before, where I mined out the entire bottom of my map.
Right.
That's insane.
I made a really cool, like, Dutch village with, like, the brown and the white patterned wood beamed houses. I made a really cool village in one of my old Xbox 360 maps. That was super cool.
Well, then there was the other realm that you had done where I had built all that crazy stuff and you guys had that cool little area. You were building, like, Rapunzel's Tower and...
Oh, yeah!
That's right! I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh.
Kara did a really cool Rapunzel's Tower.
From Tangled. Yeah.
I might still have that.
Yeah,
I really.
Oh, know. Really?
Yeah, we should, like, at some point maybe we can fire that up, because I had built, I had so many beacons in that game. I had a triple beacon at my actual, like, base, and then I had, like, three or four other beacons kind of, like, scattered around, and I had a travel beacon that I would take with me to set up if I went somewhere new to build stuff.
For real? Transform.
I had in the Nether, I had built a wither skeleton farm. I think Jerry remembers this. So there's...
Oh, yeah.
And you could farm wither skeletons, and there was a zombie pigman panic room. So if you accidentally entered the zombie pigmen, you could run into this place, they'd all run at you, and you'd be standing, you'd stand on this pressure plate, and it would close the door. Like, you run in, and you just stop, and the doors close and stuff, and it lets them all in, and then you can flip this lever, and all these pistons come out and, like, smash them, the new passive damage, so you're not actually damaging them. So your aggro meter would still go down, because of time, because it takes so much time for them to not aggro on you, but you could get rid of them, and it sort of ended up doubling as an XP farm, because you still, even so, zombie pigmen always dropped, at this point, I don't know if they do anymore, they always dropped their XP and items, even if they died from passive damage. Like, there was technically suffocation, I guess, because they were just inside of glass blocks.
Right.
But, yeah, so, like, whenever I, like, because, you know, I'm just running around trying to smash wither skeletons as fast as possible. And then there's also a spawn cap in the Nether, so if there's too many zombie pigmen, you'd have to punch them to clear out their spawns to have more opportunity for the wither skeletons to spawn. All of that to say, I soloed the wither 10 times.
That's crazy. Dang. That's crazy. I just love the ingenuity of people come up with, like, stuff in Minecraft. You've built an item sorter, Chris. You've built Like I had the sugar cane cutter. Remember, it would like auto detect the sugar cane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And the melon harvesters and
yeah, there's, you guys had a bunch of crazy stuff going on.
On that same one, I had a totally automatic farm. I shanghaied a bunch of villagers. And I put them on diamond. It was basically a tower of farms, and I put them on these diamond shaped fields that were exactly the size of the radius that water reaches to hydrate stuff. And I made sure that they had their pockets were totally empty except for the seeds of the thing that they were supposed to plant. And then if they have tilled soil next to them, like if they're farmer villagers, they have to plant. So I would hit the thing, it would clear all the stuff. If it was like carrots or potatoes, they'd just pick up more carrots and potatoes. If it was wheat, they'd end up only being able to pick up wheat seeds. And then everything else would get pushed off the edge down into a big collection area, and then they would go and replant it.
It sounds like Chris was running a slave plantation.
Yeah. They were there voluntarily.
Oh, okay.
You used the verb in Shanghai'd.
Well, yeah, Chris.
They got on the boat willingly.
Oh, okay.
They didn't actually. The logistics of getting them onto the things. So I had to build minecart track. And push them into the thing, get them picked up by a minecart, and then hit a detector rail and get dumped inside of the fenced off area.
Oh my god!
That is literally, you literally Shanghai'd them.
Yeah, I was like, get the minecart, smash! And then they go boom! And they grab this crazy track and get dumped off.
Oh my gosh.
It was a whole
thing. That's hilarious. Yeah, clearly.
So, that is hilarious.
Yeah, back when I had more time.
Right. So we're obviously, we can't get, you know, like COVID through, you know, Minecraft realm, which is awesome. And we appreciate it. But have you had a chance to go out for essentials, Chris?
Well, so I live within the delivery radius of Instacart.
Oh, that is a nice thing.
Here's something that's this is my rant on Instacart for a second. So before everybody needed to use the service, it was amazing because you could order something at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and have it delivered at 5.
Right.
Right now, if I ordered something right now, I probably wouldn't get it until like Wednesday afternoon.
Correct. That's insane.
Like that's how much like pressure has been put on the system.
Huh. So with what we've been doing, Jeremy works, 10 minutes from Target?
Yep.
So I'll just go on, I'll pop a bunch of stuff into my cart, and then I'll have them bag it. So Jeremy has to run in, everything's bagged, ready to go. They scan a barcode, Jeremy picks it up and leaves.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I don't have to do shopping. So that's what I was talking about. So when I asked about stories for the first time, Target, you have your own opinion about what trying to get stuff out of Best Buy, Chris?
Man, Best Buy, if they suddenly collapsed and stopped existing, I would not care.
Well, when this all started, you know, they were limiting the amount of people in their store or whatever.
Yes.
Target has now done that as well. I was just glad when I went to use the store pickup, I didn't have to stand in a 6-foot spaced out line outside. Like, they counted me when I went in, and then they counted me when I went out. And if there gets to be too many people, they limit it.
It would be nice if they had a line for people that are going there to shop and a line for people that are going there to pick up stuff.
Totally agree.
Right. Well, I know with Target, you can do the drive-up, where they'll bring your bag out to you.
Your stuff out to you. Yes, that's what you should do.
So I guess that's what I should do for Jeremy. That way he doesn't have to go inside.
Right, and deal with the line. Kara wants me to go in. And it's crazy to me. So the other thing is, okay, you were telling this, Chris. All right, I got a story. All right, so. We're using this online service to order stuff. And of course, when you have all this time to think about what you forgot to put in the order, she goes, oh, I forgot to put in, Ziploc bags. So she puts in an order for that and get a barcode. Well, it's like you're saying with Instacart, how it takes 2 weeks or whatever to do everything. With this, they couldn't get Ziploc bags. There's like item out of stock. And it's like, I highly doubt you're out of Ziploc bags. So even though I had to run in to go and pick up and scan the barcode and walk back out, Kara had to cancel the order for the Ziploc bags because it wasn't fulfilled yet. And so I walked all the way back there, and sure enough, there's like 30 billion packages of Ziploc bags. They weren't out at all.
Well,
so it's
okay.
Like,
to be fair, I had ordered actually Ziploc brand bags.
And what did I bring home?
hefty.
Oh my goodness.
Which is totally fine. I just clicked on the first gallon zipper bag that I saw. I was like, I want that one. So then I don't care. The second one I put in was actually the exact ones you picked up.
That's funny.
So it's like, whatever.
Because Chris, you with Instant Cart, they have like couldn't get you this but got you this instead, right?
Yeah, so you, like when you add an item to the cart, you have an option to select replacement options. Okay, time for me to get mad again about Instacart. So I ordered some bratwursts, right?
Okay.
I ordered cheddar bratwursts, like legitimate bratwursts, like they're not like pre-cooked sausages or anything. They're like actual bratwursts you have to like grill or bake or whatever. I bake.
Yep. Them.
Right.
And so then as my replacement, I was like, well, I'll do the bacon cheddar ones as a replacement. And then my next option after that is don't buy this item, right? Because you can set up a hierarchy, sort of.
Right.
Right.
And so I'm going and you get, so I have the app on my phone, too. So I got a push notification saying a substitution was made. So I open it up and it's like, your cheddar bratwurst has been substituted for bacon cheddar bratwurst. And it's like, do you want to approve this? And I was like, yes, because you also have the option when they make the replacement to just be like, actually, no, I don't want it at all, right?
Got it.
So I was like, yes, approve, right? And so the thing comes, and I get all the stuff, and the guy's like, okay, see you, whatever. It's like, he just dropped off all the stuff on the thing. Like, we were way more than 6 feet apart. He left, I grabbed my stuff, brought it in. And so then I'm going through the, putting my groceries away, and I was like, so instead of, they were Johnsonville brand or whatever. I ended up getting Hillshire Farm pre-cooked smoked sausages.
Which is totally different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not even in the realm of what
of
I...
Of being the same thing.
Yeah. Not close to either the original item or the replacement.
Dang.
I was so mad. I was like, oh, because that's what I want. Like, you know, sometimes you order groceries, like, that's the first thing I'm going to eat.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That's
like, you're
was...
craving something, it's like,
yes,
give it to me.
And so I was so mad. And then, so one more thing to rag on Instacart. Even though I love the service, but this is just me complaining about stuff now. So then I go online and you can, like, rate your order and report problems and stuff. So I reported a problem saying they did a wrong substitution. And that's what you want to do, and, like, you can select an option, but the thing is grayed out. So you can click on it, but it doesn't actually load a thing in, and then you get no... I didn't get a confirmation email or a message inside of the service or anything saying that, like, your complaint has been filed or anything. So I'm like, I don't even know. It's like, am I going to be out? Because, like, if... I just don't want these. I would, like,
either my money
back or they'd be replaced or whatever. It's, like, not the right thing. So it's like, I'm just sort of in limbo now. On these freaking bratwursts.
You mean Hillshire, whatever, smoked sausage.
Yeah, I've got a mountain of smoked sausage when all I wanted was bratwurst.
Right. Well, you know, just from a simple, like, sausage you have to cook is, like, lower on preservatives and everything, because it's, versus, like, pre-cooked stuff that has a longer shelf life. They usually pack that stuff full of salt, and it's probably worse for you, you know?
Yeah, and it's just straight up just not as good, in my opinion.
Right. No, I agree.
You know, so
you got to get over the weirdness of it, you know. But so I would imagine, and then imagine extrapolate that over, you place your order on Sunday and then you get the wrong thing Wednesday.
Well, no, that's what I placed my order on a Monday and it came on a Friday.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and then I put in the thing and it's like, I'm hoping their ticketing system is just like behind and eventually something will happen. Like, credit my account, refund, whatever. I don't care as long as something actually happens, because, like, I got the wrong freaking thing, and it's annoying.
Right.
Right. You should just make yourself, like, if they don't give you your money back, I don't know, mean mug the camera and just eat those sausages with the most anger you can, and then, like, tweet it to Instacart.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. What's the saying? You can't have your cake and eat it, too, or something like that? You can't get your refund and eat the sausages? I don't know.
Well, I'm definitely not going to eat those things, so... if it ends up being something where, like, the whole entire planet shuts down, I'm glad that I have something, I guess.
But that's the only
silver lining.
You've heard the classic, I wouldn't, you know, like, marry you or be with you or date you if you were the last person on Earth. Chris is like, I wouldn't eat you unless you were the last sausages on Earth.
Exactly.
So I was going to talk about, so the shopping and, like, having to go out right now is just blowing my mind, because culturally Americans don't wear masks. Like, that's just not a thing that we do in public. Mm-hmm. And so some of the countries, This is just my, like, my personal opinion on it. I think, like, Japan's numbers, they haven't been doing as much testing, but, like, South Korea is setting a new standard for dealing with this pandemic. And I, like, people are saying, is it because of their culture? Is it because they wear masks and stuff like that? And it's like, I think they just, they're knocking the testing out of the park, I think is what it is. Mm-hmm. Is there really just knocking that out of the park? But, you know, because the CDC has been back and forth on wearing masks, not wearing masks, but my whole reason I was going with that was just, it's getting weird to go out and see people wearing masks. And I'm, like, not judging people. It's just shocking. It's like, what, this is real now.
Yeah.
People are wearing masks. It's a
cultural shift, Like if all of a sudden everybody was wearing jean jacket vests. You know, it's like, that's weird.
What if that protected you from COVID? Yeah. What if 80s hairstyles is what?
Well, yeah, because it's like something that you don't see. Like I have seen a random person or two wearing a mask in public prior to this. Same way as I've seen, like, cut-off denim vests in the past, but not very commonly. And then all of a sudden, it's like literally everybody that goes out is wearing one. It's like, whoa, what a weird time to be alive.
I will say this. I think I'd prefer the mask to the denim vest.
That's how important the style is to care.
Hey, the mask you can make pretty. Denim vest, there's not much you can do for that.
Wow. Kara, so last podcast we had the story about Kara being a camper. So Kara just camps out getting revenge on people that wear denim vests. Waging her war on style.
You're judging my camping from, like, little 20-year-old Kara. 18, 19, 20-year-old Kara. nowadays I go in guns blazing.
That's what respawns are for.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just say my KP isn't great.
You're fine. Who cares about KD? Not a big deal. So, yeah, that was just, yeah, it was like I was going around Target and it was just kind of a culture shock. And then, you know, just to whatever, because we don't have any sponsors or whatever. It's just the area that are around us. I heard Walmart, Chris, is doing free grocery delivery for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like an alternative for you, maybe.
Yeah, well, so Thilmany, I was talking with Thilmany and Tony when we were messing around building something in here. And the Walmart in Cloquet doesn't even do the bring it out to your car.
What?
Really?
Yeah, that's what, because Tony still lives in Cloquet.
Right.
And, he was talking about, like, when he does, like, groceries and stuff, like, he still has to go in and get stuff.
Right. That's crazy.
I was like, man, that's like, you would think Walmart made this huge deal. They had Super Bowl ads about bringing your stuff out to your car.
Right.
And the Cloquet Walmart, like, they don't just serve, like, Cloquet. They're, like, once you get outside of Duluth and Superior, they're, like, the Walmart for everybody from, you know, like, Floodwood to Moose Lake.
Right.
I mean, that's true.
You know, so it's like, it's a huge, and then, like, with the casino in town and everything, or people, like, traveling through, it's like, it gets a lot of business.
Right.
Right. I totally agree.
More business than Superior is Walmart.
I would actually agree with you. I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if it did better than, like, Hermantown, for example, you know, because it's like,
well, there's a lot more. You've got a lot of people. Duluth, too.
Right. You got Target and stuff, which. So. I haven't been in a Walmart in months.
Target. I used to exclusively shop at Walmart for my groceries. A, because I knew where everything was.
Right.
Yeah.
B, because, like, they have such crazy cheap off-brand stuff. And I was, like, in penny pinch mode back in those days.
Well, that's why I love Aldi.
So.
Because Aldi has really, really, like, their off-brand stuff is fantastic.
But since I moved, I have not bought a grocery at Walmart. But as soon as I moved, I was like, I wonder, because I had known of Instacart for years, and I was like, I wonder if Instacart's in the Duluth Superior area.
Right.
It definitely is. And it's funny, and I've told you guys this before, I live 3 blocks away from a grocery store, and my groceries come from 25 minutes away.
That's so funny.
So.
That is just, oh, that's right.
The logistics of it. That's funny.
Oh, there we go.
No, sorry. Yeah, that's the fun of home studios. this whole thing has like changed our habits, you know, substantially. And I'm just not used to that, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
But should we give people a quick tour around?
I suppose we could. It's yeah, why not? Let's wander around, and then maybe if we think of something else to talk about, we can come back in.
All right. So this was all built by Chris. So
I guess I'll just follow Jeremy.
Okay.
So
this is all. Yeah, you can talk while you. Yeah, this is where we do our gear storage. It'd be all right here.
Yeah, I haven't really built that out too terribly much, but there's normally a Darth Maul poster right here, but
there is
Maul posters in this, so
in Minecraft, yeah. Oh, it's raining outside, guys.
So there's probably phantoms out there waiting to kill us. So
great, we've been up for how many ever days straight?
Yeah,
this is a survival map. That's the best part. This isn't creative.
Yeah, we don't mess around. There's a sense of satisfaction and accomplishment that comes from building stuff when you have to get resources.
So, and poor Chris. This is clay, isn't it? The
brick exterior.
The exterior. This is white concrete.
Yeah, we don't know where we got this from.
Poor Chris.
Yeah.
I made a brick apartment. You can kind of see it through the window out there. But I made a brick apartment. Huge thing. Poor Chris. I don't know how far you had to go to freaking.
Oh, it was literally, I traveled for a day before I found, like, an entire Minecraft day. I brought a bed with me and everything.
On
a horse, I traveled for a day.
And a horse with no name.
I found a place that had clay.
where Chris is standing, or where, yeah, from your point of view there, Chris, that's where we do the Lego builds, being here. Now, studio's a little bit, not quite the scale, but this is where we would do the Lego builds, so that's kind of what that background is.
I'm holding out of that table right now. There's normally a table set up over here, but so I can record the podcast.
And then this would be like the podcast size. So it's just basically the same room, which is we flip between back and forth between the two sides.
Yep.
Okay, this is going to be the fun part, getting through the door here. Ba-shoom! All right, here we go. So this is an outer area that was recently remodeled and has been repurposed, but we're not using it right now.
This is pretty legitimate to what it looks like in
real life.
Yeah, it is. It is very legitimate. Yep.
So
I missed being able to use it, but oh well.
Me.
All right. Looks like it's nighttime. It's raining. Oh my gosh, there's an aqua zombie. What? I don't have a HUD. Chris? I'll get it. Hold on.
I'm going to hide out.
Am I carrying a sword at the moment?
No.
Oh, Chris has a sword.
I know where all my stuff is on my hotbar, so.
Tell me when to stop.
Yeah, seriously.
I've got it. One more. Nope, more. There you go.
What am I holding?
You're holding a steel sword.
Okay, that's fine. I don't think I've got a diamond sword on me.
Okay.
So. All right. So, Chris, this is what you've been working on lately. Should we go to the OG?
Let's go to your area where we started.
All right. Let's go to the start here.
I caught a new horse.
Of course you did.
So also,
he's so pretty.
Keep in mind, I don't have any game sounds either turned on, so.
I do not either.
My computer's muted, so. Oh, there's a spider over there. Ooh, gross.
Oh, and we're not wearing any armor? We're living dangerously. If you lose that shovel, Chris.
Oh, I would be quite unhappy. Well, so this campfire was like the first thing like ever.
I think so.
Basically, yeah. And we started because of the campfire update. That was when this realm was basically made. Was this specific?
So speaking of like updates and stuff, so the bee update is on this map.
Oh, it is.
Tony found bees and we got attacked by them and almost died.
Dang!
He's like, hopefully bees, not the bee. That was really funny.
That's awesome. I want to smoke them and get some honey or whatever. You can smoke them somehow.
So anyway,
And then so Kara built this little domicile right here. Which, I go in here. So this is kind of like where we started, and we're safe.
So there used to be beds everywhere instead of chests.
Yep.
My favorite thing is a crafting table in the ceiling.
Yep, that you can only see. That's a handy one to have. But we'll continue it on because we have a lot to cover. We made a little dock, and there's a sawmill. Oh, let's go show the sawmill.
Jeremy's quite proud of the sawmill.
It's creative. You know, not to toot my own horn.
I am going to point out that the saw blades are stone cutters.
I know, they are.
But it looks really good.
It looks cool, all right. It looks legit. And so, yeah, and there's like a simple mining block thing. Yeah, and then that
storage
is...
storage area. The barrels, I really like the barrels.
The barrels were a great addition to this game. Mm-hmm. Do you know where there's a hidden barrel, Chris?
In the corner of the sheep pen.
Down here on the dock, if you swim underneath the water here, there's one. But there's also a skeleton.
Chris is just like, I'm going for it, guys.
Okay, so should we walk towards Kara's area now that she brought to the table? Well, let's look at the
bar. My favorite animal ever is on the bar.
Oh, he's still around. That's right.
Yep.
So this was who built the...
I built this.
Kara built this.
This is my tavern. Oh, this chicken.
He's got a name, right? He's Sir Cluck?
It's Cluckbeak.
Cluckbeak, that's right.
He just wants to leave. Poor
he's
guy.
A resident chicken.
Once I figure out my permanent living situation, he'll move in with me.
Yes.
But he's got an egg. What a nice chicken.
But for right now, he's just guarding the bar.
So for a while, this map. We need to update it, but we got a cool map.
I've been updating it.
Oh, cool. Good. We got a cool map of, like, kind of as far out as we were building. So, yeah, should we show Kara's area or should we show off Bill's area?
Let's do Bill's. No, Kara's area. Maybe it'll be daytime by the time we have to wander over, so.
Okay. I'm running.
I was going to say, mine's probably... pretty well lit, so it should be pretty safe.
Yeah, the farms, you guys didn't have any type of farm set up until I got on here.
Right. We got three over there.
This is a barn.
Kara's million alpaca pen.
Wait, all of these llamas here? They're the ones from the traveling salesman,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, the salesmen wander in there. There's no way I can get them out, so then I just murder I gently remove them from existence.
Oh, man.
So this is Kara's awesome apartment building. This is what she was talking about when she went and got all the stuff for the brick. This is a survival map. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Never once has a creative mode or even command controls been turned on. So Kara's awesome apartment building, which she's populated with villagers. Yeah, she's got this
over here, which is really cool.
Yep.
This horse that is just obsessed with his box and eating your shrubs.
It's fine.
Who's a pig here? Look at this guy.
Pigby.
Pigby.
And then Kara made this awesome. It's like a fox cafe. Kara, is that what it is? Or wolf?
It's a polar bear.
Oh,
that's really cool.
It is really.
And then
really
inside,
cool.
You got the glow sticks. And stuff.
I love how much light those give off.
Yeah,
oh,
they're the best.
I love the flooring is bomb freaking deity. Like
terracotta or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could have this flooring in our house, I would.
Oh, you got a white shulker in here too, Kara.
Yeah.
Creative. Nice.
So this is just my fancy dancy cafe. There's actually an upstairs I wanted to put tables in, but I haven't done it yet. And then if you look, there's this little outside eating area. The center of it's actually glow sticks, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Super creative. Super fun.
What is this flattened area going to be? You can see where the beacon used to live.
Mm-hmm.
Kara was just going to make a big village. This was her like building area.
I was
is that an illager
over here?
Guys, an illager raid. I don't have any armor.
Y'all are going to die. You do know that, right? Ugh.
YOLO.
Chris, don't forget about the shovel.
Okay, fine.
Well, Chris got him.
Whoa! Whatever that crazy thing
Jeremy.
Was.
Jeremy.
Got him.
Oh my goodness.
Chris.
I've never seen an illager raid before.
Oh, you haven't?
No, there's a witch behind you, Jeremy.
Run, don't even try.
So, Chris.
I'm going to pop up my HUD to see.
Okay. There should be, you have a debuff. You do. You have a debuff right now.
Yeah.
So if you walk into a village, you'll trigger an actual raid.
Oh. Well, I'll stay over here.
Well, no, like
oh,
an
I
actual
got an achievement
village.
For killing a pillager captain.
Nice!
Who would have thought you've been playing this game how long lately?
Oh,
and you finally
man.
Just...
Yeah, for... Well, this overall, I've played this game... I've gone to illager villages before...
Yeah,
but I've never seen them try and do a raid. That's
no,
wild.
Have you triggered one with the debuff before?
No.
Oh, man. Should we end the podcast and do it, or should we do this on the podcast?
Well, so here, okay, so podcast, we're now a live stream. I'm turning my HUD back on. Oh my goodness, I was almost dead.
Oh, that's living dangerously. That's cool.
Okay, so here we are.
You triggered the raid.
Let's do
it. You triggered it.
Okay, I'm going to trigger this, and I'm going to grab my armor.
Yeah, I'm grabbing my armor, too. And see if I've got a diamond sword. Y'all are crazy.
Oh, well, this is the best podcast ever.
Okay. Right?
I'm going to get my gear.
Yep.
Oh, and I guess you guys will get to see where my secret entrance is. We didn't get to that yet.
The shovel knight dude, or there's going to be a big shovel guy that comes and shows up, and like he can flip you into the air and kill you.
So this is where I do most of my living, is over here. I'm going to go ahead and gear up. Oops, I don't want my sword, but I'm going to grab that and get out of here. Okay, fine. I guess I'll have that too. Oh my goodness, so many things.
So we have to find the raid, though. Like,
no, we'll be able to find them. They're gonna. So what they're gonna do is, You almost need sound on. I can turn my sound on a little bit. I think would be fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, as long as you can just update me with what's happening.
So what they're gonna do is, you'll hear a horn, and in proximity of the village. So it's probably gonna be wherever you see the raid pop up. Oh my gosh, guys, they're raiding. Okay, they're raiding at Kara's mob hunt. They're over here.
All right.
How dare they?
Our mob transformation room. No, because your town has enough villagers to have it act as a...
as an actual village. Huh. All right.
That was a beautiful shot, Chris. That's going in the highlight reel.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad that you're recording, too.
Woohoo! Kara, watch your health. Did you have your HUD on, Kara?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got my diamond armor on now. We're good.
Oh, there's another one over there.
Yeah, there's one remaining, it says. Where is it? No.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay, right. So now,
the raids
let's see
are
here.
Recharging. Is it like waves?
Yep, waves. Yep. And then after, I forget how many waves, 3? There's going to be a boss that shows up.
Oh, dang.
It's his big, like, or should we let him see for himself?
I kind of already, oh, hey, there's my penguin way over there.
Yeah, oh,
did you hear the horn?
I did not hear the horn. I'll have to pull that off of your audio.
You'll have to pull it off of my audio.
This has become the most intense podcast ever.
We're filming and get trigger a raid. I can't believe it.
Oh, so the raid thing fell off of my screen.
Oh, mine too.
They're over here.
I think.
Oh, they're over here. That's why.
Oh my gosh.
No, Kara, they killed your villager.
No, suckers. You're going to die for that. Losers.
Ooh, emeralds.
I want the kill on that one. Crossbow. How dare he? My poor villager. That makes me so sad. Oh. I don't think there's any villagers left in here. I want to kill him. I want to kill this. What the?
I hope that we didn't lose the raid because the villager died.
Huh.
How depressing would that be?
That would be kind of a bummer. I think that was the only villager that was here.
I had like 4 villagers. I'm going to go upstairs in the apartment and see if...
We failed our villagers, guys. We failed them.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
My villagers. My poor babies.
Well, you have a zombie transformation. Oh, there is an upstairs.
Yeah.
To your thing. Well, I can't believe that triggered based off... I can't believe it would think that this was a...
So zombie villagers are fairly common, so we could probably get the villagers.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of with the fact that we...
You should come in the back of my apartment. Like, I've got cool little storage areas, and then the rooftop is pretty sick.
You have a llama guy living in your newfound storage shed, Chris.
I saw that.
A lava guy?
Llama.
Or a llama guy.
Oh.
So I'm looking around. I don't see and or hear because the raid spot will kind of like move around depending on where the villagers are, but I think because the villager died, I think it despawned the area as a village.
Right. So, Chris, did you see the ones that are actually on the different levels, the storage?
I did, because you got like sort of tricky bits like that. So this is the top of the apartment building. So you can see
some of the stuff. See quite a ways with that. And then I'd put a ton of beds in here for all my villagers.
Chris, that was the coolest thing. So now we're going to have to focus on getting villagers built up or go find a villager captain and kill him, and we can go trigger a raid in a different village.
That'd be cool.
Man, can't believe that happened during the podcast. I would have never guessed that. How many, like, test ones and everything else have we done and not had this happen?
Yeah, for real.
Okay, where'd you guys go?
I'm running back down out of the thing. I showed off some of the rooms for your villagers.
Gotcha.
Looks like Jeremy's... Okay, you guys are both over there.
Yeah. I'm gonna... Kara, what's the quickest way to get to the top of your tower?
That's up the back.
Okay.
Nope, not in there. Yep, go around the back.
Are you wearing a cape?
Yep.
Wait for it. It's pretty cool. Stay down here with me. Which way are you gonna jump, Jeremy?
Wherever towards you guys.
Alright, jump towards the Polar Bear Cafe. It was funny watching your Chris. Name just kind of spiral all the way up.
Oh, that's cool. You have Elytra, huh?
Yep. Not cool?
That's pretty dope.
There is a way to make it speed so you can actually, like...
Can you enchant them?
I don't know if you can or not. You know, you need to repair them, though, right?
You want another Elytra, don't you?
No, the Phasma, Plasma, or whatever, the Night Phantom the Guts.
Phantom Membranes?
Phantom Membranes, that's it.
Okay, interesting. All right, so to those of you that are still listening to the podcast, the audio version of this is going to be just a wreck. But
yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'll have to learn how to fly this thing again, but...
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, so let's finish up the tour real quick. Or do you want to de-equip your stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, let me do that. Look back like a normal...
I don't think I have enough open things to take off my armor, but...
That's okay, you look good.
All right.
Oh, I suppose I can have my head up because...
Yeah, you're not recording.
That's right.
All right, so let's... So we saw the area over here. let's go over to Bill's area.
Okay, let's go to Bill's. Man, I can't believe we have epically failed on TV here.
Are you writing it down, Kyoto?
I was going to. I picked...
I don't think it's necessary. That's... Okay. We can get there just as fast. Just run it over there, I think.
Oh, but you guys haven't met Speedster.
Hey, that's the one I just caught.
For real?
For real. That is legit the one I just caught.
Oh, I forgot I have a Frostwalker.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I was wondering why the water kept turning to ice. So I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's Elsa.
Okay, so you guys know, anybody who's been watching the podcast since episode 10 has met...
Your audio's gone again.
There you go.
His daughters had... they like to put a lot of traps over here. His daughters also play on this server, and so they've built this awesome, like, pig track, pig pen. Oh, they must have found a villager, Chris. See the illager banner?
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy cut out before he actually said who he's talking about. It's Bill and his daughters.
Yeah.
Made just this awesome area. Just super cool. And it wouldn't be a Star Wars podcast if we didn't include a little bit of Star Wars.
I mean, do you
Gosh, Chris, there's another Illagers.
Where?
What?
Where are
over
you?
Here.
Over here doesn't help me. Where are you?
If you come to the pig's nose, under his mustache.
Wait, there's illagers?
Yeah, right here, guys. There's a one carrying a banner.
My land.
Of course, I took my armor off, but that's all right.
Watch out, there are traps over here.
Okay, there's a guy carrying a banner. Here he is.
You gonna put your armor on, Jeremy?
Where I'm going, we don't need armor.
You're so funny.
Oh, I got the debuff. I got the debuff. It gave it to me.
Do they have the villagers here or something?
I don't know, but should we trigger raid 2.0?
Sure.
All right, let's not go. I know the village that we should go to. I'm going to have to give Okara's a wide berth, but you know the one past your plot of land?
I think going this way is closer.
Oh, it is. It's true. Yeah, actually, you're 100% right.
Leave my horse. I don't want it dead.
Turn my HUD back on.
What are the odds here? Well, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
All right, guys. Audio podcast listeners, I apologize again. Yeah. Just go to youtube.com/riseofthepodcast and watch this one.
And check this out. Yep.
I promise it's worth it. Even if you don't like Minecraft, just watching us just not understand how to do anything is pretty much worth it.
I mean, that's
my
true.
MO. That is my MO. Chris, that achievement just popped for me, too.
Gotta eat. Make sure you guys are eating, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you're topped up. Here we go.
Equip my bow.
I do have a couple crossbows, but they're almost dead because they were the illagers.
I'm lucky because I have an infinity bow, but
I have an infinity bow as well.
Jeremy, armor.
Oh, all right. Fine. Okay. Putting my pants on. Things are getting serious here. Okay, now I think there's also, I mean, gee whiz, if there is a bell, there's an achievement for ringing it once we trigger the raid. Are the villagers still alive here? Is this village dead?
It might be.
Kind of looks like it.
What have the villagers been doing to our villages, Chris?
I just always just run by this one. I never even came into it.
That's okay. Well, let's go to the backup village.
Does there have any villagers in order to trigger it?
You only have it for 10 to 15 minutes in game, I think.
Okay, well, so the you know that swamp that leads to the ocean, kind of this
yep.
way? We should probably do that village, because I know there's villagers there.
Okay, I see you. I'm gonna... Should we grab horses? I'm pretty sure there's a decent amount of villagers over by you, and that one's really close.
Okay, well, so I'll have you lead the way. The only reason I don't want to grab horses is I don't want to lose them.
Right. Well, whose gold armor? Oh, that's theirs. We can't take their horse.
Where did you put my horse, Jeremy?
I just kind of jumped off.
He's just wandering around the abyss.
If my horse fell, I was going to say, you don't touch my horse, Jeremy.
This is a fast horse. Oop, oop, oop.
What did you do?
I clicked to get on the horse. Because you were on, it shot you.
Oh my gosh.
Where'd your horse go?
Chris took it.
Yeah.
I shot Chris. I'm sorry.
I'm putting it back where he was supposed to live. Well, this horse has no jumping stats whatsoever.
No, but he's fast.
He is fast. Oh my goodness. Okay, back to having you lead the way. Sorry, people who are watching on my screen. I have a tendency to kind of whip around a little bit. I know that can make people's stomachs upset slightly.
So I think it's this way, if you follow this path.
Yep, this will take us there.
Correct. Ooh, it's dark.
I wish I had a pig to ride into battle.
Aww.
Here we go.
Oh, so we're going to get to see the backside of...
somebody else is on?
Yeah, somebody hopped on.
It's Ryan.
Oh. Hello, Ryan.
This is the lake that we're building for our resort. You'll get to see more of that in a future podcast.
Okay, I'm following the river. Are you still tracking, Chris?
Yep. Well, here, I can lead and just run down the river.
I'm almost, let's see, dodging spiders and skeletons here. Oh, hey, the villagers should all be indoors because it's nighttime. So if we trigger this... You still got me in your sight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I got Kara in my sight anyway.
If I just tried to eat lapis.
I should be good, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I was actually going towards where we fought the Wither instead of the right way, but I know where you're going. I've been over here. There's a lot of villages relatively close to where we spawned.
Yeah.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Okay, guys, it could be starting.
All right, I'm coming.
I'm listening and should trigger as long as there's villagers alive here.
I was going to say, don't you normally ring the bell to start it?
There's villagers here. There's villagers here. There it went.
Wait.
Don't worry.
Oh, wait, over here, there's an illager. Or no, never mind.
There's tons of villagers here, Chris, so we got to keep them alive.
Okay, Raiders. We've rang the bell. Procked. I'm going to ring the bell, too, just because I haven't. There's two bells here.
Hide, everybody.
Regular
Jeremy
zombie.
Came to town.
No, get away from there, zombie.
Oh, there's the villagers. Chris, right here. They're coming.
Oh, Iron Golem on our team. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Don't accidentally hit him.
Wait, I hear him. Where are you? He's probably going towards him. Where are they?
I'm sort of split off to see.
Okay, that was it for that wave. We're ringing the bell so the villagers stay safe.
Where?
Oh, they're over here. They're over here. I got by the Iron Golem, kind of okay. By me. They're coming in. We're busting out axes. We got a bunch of axe wielders here.
Oh, that golem. Just legit.
Oh, my gosh. He's throwing them. That's hilarious.
Thanks for the emerald golem. Oh, that was that wave. The golem did all the work.
I got a little bit. Did you get some funny footage of that, Chris?
I did. That guy getting launched.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're a live stream channel now, guys.
Here's what's funny. You see that villager running around up in the houses? That reminds me of like what everybody is going through in real life right now.
Seriously?
Yeah, the illager COVID. Oh, they're on this side again.
Okay, here they come. Let's get them.
Oh, they're attacking. Oh, it's the boss. It's the
Chris,
boss.
It's the boss over here. He's fighting the golem. You got to see him, Chris.
That's
the boss. No!
They killed the Iron Golem!
No! Our golem, Chris.
Well, another one should spawn in.
I was going to say, how much you bet that was my golem from my town that just disappeared?
Oh, man. Well, at least this village is still alive and healthy.
So I've got an emerald banner. What's that? Is that like a buff for defending?
You are now a hero in this village, and so you can buy stuff at reduced emerald cost.
That is amazing. What do you got?
And
for you, sir?
I think it does it stack, or the more like it'll go away. But then when you get it back again, if you get a trigger another raid here, it'll be like times two. Like they'll remember that you helped them out. Oh man, that was intense! I can't believe the villager died, or the Iron Golem died. He deserves better than that. I'm gonna put this banner in the spot where he died.
Where was it?
He died like right here.
This is how you shelter in place, people. This is how you shelter in place.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Yep.
Minecraft
that right
is
there
teaching
is
us lessons.
That's what it feels like after how long it's been so far.
That's
this
all I do,
going
honestly. When,
nuts
I, when
in
I'm
here.
In quarantine, is I just run around jumping on my bed. That's literally
yep.
it.
This is how parents are feeling. Mom, dad, and little kids. Just mom and dad are ready for kids to go back to school.
Oh my goodness.
So, So, Chris, if you click on him, like, normally 26 potatoes would get you an emerald for him. He dropped his price down to 20.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. And then 6 pumpkins, or right now it's 4. So it's on sale for 4. But I'm pretty sure, like, if we help this village again, it would stack.
That's cool. All right.
Isn't that cool?
Well, let's journey back. I'm going to get rid of this zombie bacon. I don't want any of that.
Nobody wants any zombie bacon. It's a Hillshire Farms.
Yeah, exactly. Hillshire Farms, you're just as good as zombie bacon.
Right?
Not a sponsor. Oh,
there's 2 emeralds
obviously.
Over here. All right, which way? Okay, you guys are heading. You guys are on the way back. Okay.
I'm not going to lie. The showdown between the Iron Golem and the Illager boss was pretty sick.
Oh, that was cool for sure.
He was chucking him in the air, and then
Iron Golems are no joke.
No.
I got to put in some work. I wonder if we had like a healing potion, like a splash potion, if we could have healed.
If it would have healed him. That's a good. That's a good question. I'd comment below if somebody knows the answer to that.
Exactly.
I truly don't know the answer. What odds of that on a live stream? You're not on a live stream, but on a podcast.
It's not live.
It's live to us.
Yeah.
Well, to us, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we did it. Oh, Thilmany's doing this is how you have to fill in the water, is you have to do these grids. So you have to do a 2-wide space going this way, then you have to cross it at 2-wide, so you get 2x2 squares.
Oh.
Then you fill it with water, and then you have to bust out the dirt. And we have to do, like, 5 more layers of this to fill in the lake.
That's how you do it.
Goodness.
Okay.
Sounds just like a hot, hot mess.
It's a pain in the butt. People that have been watching me with my HUD on, I'm going to turn it off now, have seen all the dirt that's in my pockets. That's what you got to do to...
That is what you have to do.
All right, let's see. Let's hop into here. There's 4 beds in here.
Okay.
So we can just
film any DC?
It looks like it. If he didn't, I think he'll know to get into bed. Oh no, he's still in. Oh yep, there we go.
What a view.
So yeah, we're gonna do a little bit of landscaping around the edges to make it look a little bit better, but
right.
Imagine that, you know, full up to see where the steps back. Mm-hmm. So the one layer above that is gonna be the top layer of water.
Okay.
So
are there palm trees in Minecraft right now?
You can build something that looks like a palm tree.
Okay, but they don't actually have palm trees. I was going to say you should do a nice beach with palm trees. And
that'd be pretty cool. But yeah,
so I'm surprised they don't have palm trees.
I think at some point they'll probably add it. But all right, so
yeah.
I guess...
All right, back to the studio, or...?
Yeah, I'm just going to... Whoops, inside a fence here. There's a witch over there. So this is the outside of the studio. We do the podcast right in there.
Yep.
So this is that's the building you're just in. This is a little sort of like resort cabin thing that Ryan and I built. There's the
looks beacon. Really nice.
This is a greenhouse. Nothing inside yet, but that's going to be a thing.
Looks super nice.
This is my house over here. As you can see, I have not mowed my backyard. That's by design.
Chris, I just got to do a little shout out, not to, like, I can't remember his name, which is probably bad, but there's a Stardew Channel Valley that I watch. Stardew Valley YouTube channel that I watch, and you sound just like the host on that show right now for some reason. If you had a cold, you would sound identical to him.
Interesting.
But.
So, and then this is the studio. There's that witch again. That's all Kara stuff over there. So that's kind of the basic layout. You guys got to see where I live, that little underwater base, so.
Yeah, and you got to see where, like, the history and where it started off, and it's been fun. I hate wizards. They're my personal vendetta here, so.
Well, so if you can get a hit onto them before the encounter starts, that they'll use potions on themselves instead of poison on you.
Really?
Yeah, so as long as you start the engagement with a hit, you won't get poisoned.
Well, that's good to know, see?
The strats.
I had no idea.
All right, let's head back in and we'll wrap this up.
All right.
Like, I've once the shelter-in-place order is lifted, we should do a real studio tour just to... Oh, my gosh, I can't operate this door. There we go.
To compare it?
Yeah, the comparison, because I feel pretty proud of how close to the real deal I got.
Oh, it's really close.
All right, Jeremy, you're holding
Jeremy, get off your chair.
I'm just sheltering in place like the villagers.
Yeah. Put your chicken away.
I got to pull up my inventory here.
There you go.
Perfect.
Excellent. All right, well, so that was quite the adventure. We talked for about 15 minutes, and then we played Minecraft for like 5 minutes. I hope that was entertaining for you guys. We might do more stuff like this. And, like, let us know in the comments below if you just want to see us play games and, like, be not very good at it like you just saw.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, is this something we should pick up? Should we stream or, yeah, do more Let's Plays or Let's Builds or...
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like we said, we're just trying to do what we can to help flatten the curve, I guess, as the kids say.
Yep.
So, yeah. The moving forward, like, it may be Minecraft, it may be something else. I know, so, a little bit more intense version of Minecraft, but maybe we do a 7 Days to Die survival cast.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But... Anyway, let us know in the comments how you felt about this. Thank you guys if you just stuck it out with us this long. I know this is insane and not very similar to what we normally do, but we got to do what we got to do in times like these.
That's it.
Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell to be notified every time we upload a video or go live. I know we've been threatening to go live a lot, but we haven't done it yet, but we're still working on the logistics of it. Comment down below all the stuff that we said or just how you're doing. How are you guys sheltering in place? What do you do to kill the boredom? Anything like that down below. Thank you guys so much for watching. And, of course...
May the force be with you.
Oh, no! Spousal abuse!
Oh, run away! Oh, no, I'm on fire!
Oh, I forgot that I have my sword out.
I gotta see the damage to this. Oh, my gosh, a half a heart.
Oh,
or one and a half hearts.
Okay, look, I'm gonna end this now. Thank you, guys.